Hey there, BKFK listeners. Wow, since the last episode, we've been joined by so many wonderful new Patreon supporters. Thanks so much, guys. It means the world to us. And we really hope you enjoy your wonderful BKFK Patreon rewards. In this week's story, we are joined by...
Hi, my name's Owen. I'm from New Zealand and I really like dogs and Lego.
My name is Clarissa. I love my family. I'm 5 years old and I'm from Singapore.
Hi, my name is Quinn. I'm 8 years old. I like dogs and axe throwing and I come from New Zealand.
Well done, guys. You did a magnificent job. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Tailor and His Coat. Many years ago, there lived a poor tailor. He'd spent his whole life making the finest clothes for other people. He could make the best pants, the best jackets, the best dresses, the best shirts. The problem was, he never had enough time or money to make clothes for himself. When people asked him why, he said,
"That doesn't bother me at all. Why replace clothes when I don't need to? My clothes do keep me warm and comfortable. I'll keep wearing them for as long as I can."
One day, he was walking through the market in the middle of winter. Although he had his coat on, he was freezing cold.
"Oh, this coat has served me well, but I'm afraid it has reached the end of its days. The time has come for me to replace it."
He browsed through the stalls where material was sold and came across a roll of beautiful, strong fabric.
"How much for this?"
he asked the shopkeeper.
"For you, 20 pennies a yard,"
said the shopkeeper.
20 pennies?"
exclaimed the tailor.
"That is far too much. I'll give you 10.
10? Don't be ridiculous. It cost me more than that to make this material. I'll give it to you for 18.
"That's daylight robbery. How about 12?
They carried on haggling with each other. They were actually old friends, but arguing about the price was normal in that part of the world. Eventually, they settled on a number.
15 pennies a yard.
"That's a deal,"
said the tailor. He paid the shopkeeper, shook his hand, and went home happily whistling to himself. When he got back to his workshop, he set about measuring and cutting and sewing until finally he'd made himself a magnificent jacket. He put it on and stepped into the living room to show his wife.
"Oh my darling,"
she said,
"that is a work of art. How wonderful."
"Thank you, my dear,"
said the tailor.
"Let's go for a walk and test it out."
Together, they set off arm in arm through the streets of the village. People oohed and aahed at his wonderful coat. Many years went by, and the coat kept him warm and cozy during the cold times. He wore it and wore it and wore it until it was all worn out.
"What a pity,"
he said to his wife.
"It certainly is,"
she said, putting a hand on his shoulder.
"I suppose you have to finally throw it out."
He said, thoughtfully stroking his long grey beard.
"You know, it's just the arms that are worn out. Maybe I could use the good parts of the coat to make something else."
"What about a waistcoat?"
suggested his wife.
Yes, what an excellent idea.
He immediately took the jacket to his workshop and set to work. Again, he measured and cut and sewed until finally he produced a magnificent waistcoat. He put it on at once and stepped outside to show it off. His neighbors admired the waistcoat. They cheered as he paraded it through the street. Again, he wore it and wore it and wore it until it was worn out. He was just about to throw it away when his wife said,
"Hold on a minute, my dear. I'm sure there's something you can do with the leftover material. Give it to me for a moment."
She took the old waistcoat and put it on the tailor's work table. She scratched her head thoughtfully and looked at it.
"Aha!"
she said.
"I have an idea. Why don't you use the leftover material to make a cap?"
"Oh, my darling,"
said the tailor.
"You are full of brilliant ideas."
And he quickly got to work measuring and cutting and sewing until eventually the cap was ready. He placed the cap on his head and walked out into the street with his wife. Again, the villagers cheered in admiration. He loved his cap so much that he wore it every day. He wore it and wore it and wore it until eventually it had worn out.
"Well, I suppose that's it, my dear,"
he said to his wife.
"We've made good use of it."
"No,"
said his wife.
"What about a lovely bow tie?"
"A bow tie? I've never worn a bow tie. I think I might look rather good with one."
So again, he got to work and soon enough, he had a fine bow tie. I'm sure you can guess what happened next. He wore it and wore it and wore it until that too was worn out.
"There must be one more thing that we can make with this beautiful material."
His wife looked at him thoughtfully.
"I have an idea. You can make a lovely button for your trousers."
"Good thinking,"
said the tailor, and he immediately got to work and made a fine and wonderful button for his trousers. He and his wife were satisfied, and for many years the button kept his pants tightly fastened. However, all things come to an end. Of course, he wore it and wore it and wore it until eventually the button was worn out and his pants fell down. He quickly reached down and pulled them up and set off home to the workbench.
"Is there anything that we can make with the remains of the button?"
he asked his wife.
"My dear, I'm afraid not."
But there was just enough left to make a story. And that's the story I just told you.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.